Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a weekend against number one Minnesota. In the second game, your team battled so hard and love the resiliency and the response. Talk about the difference between Friday and Saturday night against the Gophers, and were you impressed by how your team played on Saturday?
Yeah, we came out and competed really hard, Kelly, and you know, and obviously, or honestly, on Friday, I thought we had a really good first period. You know, we came out, we did the things we wanted to do. I thought we were getting outs, we were defending, did a good job at the red line, did a good job at the blue line, forcing them to dump pucks. We came out of it down 2-0. That was the tough part, and we needed obviously to, if at all possible, to come out of that 0-0, but you know, unfortunately, didn't happen. I love the way we competed on Saturday. You know, to come back, when they scored the first two, we came right back and scored, and that was big. So we had momentum. Unfortunately, we just we gave up two more there in the second, and just could not get any closer than that.
Well, your team is definitely battle tested. I mean, obviously, there's only this weekend and next weekend left in the regular season. But going back and looking back on the first half of the season, how much do you think your team has improved coming into this weekend?
Oh, tremendously. You know, just the experience that, particularly our the eight freshmen that have played the most have certainly have grown a lot. And the biggest, those five freshman defensemen, all of them have taken steps. You know, they know what the league's all about. They know what to expect. But even, we've seen some great growth out of our sophomore class. Kayla Sandel's playing the best hockey she's played for us all year. Taylor Nelson's just been outstanding. Gabby Smith's taken a step. That's big. You know, we need that. We need that continued development. And obviously, we've got some work to do here in terms of where we want to go. But we get an opportunity tonight against a really good team to see if we can start climbing the ladder.
Well, I noticed looking at your lines, there's a couple people missing from it, but especially Claire Vekic. I understand she had a lower body injury at practice this week. What is her status?
Yeah, unfortunately, she did. It was just a drill we've done countless times, and she was just extra effort trying to get to a rebound. And it's just one of those things that happens. And unfortunately, it's probably going to be the end of her season. But you never know. You never know. Obviously, if the farther we go, the better chance she might be able to get back.
Well, also missing from your lineup is Lydia Passolt. She's one of the super seniors your team is going to honor tonight. Of course, Paige Beebe, Lindsay Featherstone, Lydia, Ann Kerrigan, Dowie, four fifth years that decided to make the trip back to Bemidji this year for your team. Talk about what they've meant to your program.
Yeah, just really special. The fact they wanted to come back. You know, I mentioned on Tuesday, Kelly, all four had graduated last spring. And so in order to come back, they had to either get into a master's program or declare another whole major and get back to work. And it just, for us to have them back was outstanding. Just, the type of people they are, just to have them in our program, you just can't beat it. They're champion people. They're just they're great to have, around every single day. And they're outstanding hockey players. I mean, they've been leaders for us on and off the ice. And just really, really special to us as a staff that they came back, and fortunately they've been able to get in a full year. Unfortunately for Lydia, the injuries, but they've been able to get in more of a normal year than they got in last year.
That is definitely for sure. Those four super seniors, along with your senior class, were part of a four-game win streak that your team went on against Ohio State, and that was the last time your team was able to beat Ohio State. You're on a stretch of nine games winless against this Ohio State team. What's it going to take tonight to get that and snap that?
A huge effort, yeah. They're just an outstanding team. They're deep. They've got great goaltending. They've got really, really solid defense. So, and they're playing really well. You know, they're playing for a league championship. They know what they have to do. So, we're going to play a motivated team, and we got to be ready. We've talked an awful lot about, you can't get shocked into playing against a team like this. You know, we've got to have our A game. And the bottom line is we got to go out and compete, Kelly. We got to go out and compete in every situation, every shift, and play the right way. And if we do that, we're certainly going to have a chance.
Jim, what is it about Ohio State that makes them so good this year? Are they that deep, or is it just one particular part of their game that stands out to you?
No, they are a deep team, but I think the one thing that Nadine has brought to them is they just have this. You know, we like to use the word relentless. They're the ones that have really taken that to a whole nother level. They just keep coming at you, and they have a tremendous forecheck, and it's just wave after wave, and they're tremendously conditioned. But then add to that the talent level they have, and it could be a real challenge, because there's no necessarily difference between any of their lines. They're all really talented. You know, Sophie Jacques is having an unbelievable year, All-American year. She's leading their team in scoring, and you know, when you have a defenseman that does that, you know, that just puts that much more pressure on you, you know, in terms of trying to defend one line, because and she's just one of a group of really talented defensemen. And they play a real aggressive style, they're going to forecheck the heck out of you. And you talk about limiting your mistakes; they make it difficult because they just keep coming. And it just you need to have some poise. You need to have some confidence. And sometimes it seems like they have 8 or 9 players on the ice when you're playing against them. But it's been a while since we played them here, Kelly. I think the last time we played them here, we might have got them twice. So again, we're certainly a different team than when we played them the first time, and I know they are. But you know, we're definitely been battle tested since then, and you know, we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. We know how good they are. You know, they've been on the road for a long time, so maybe that'll be our advantage this weekend.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.